podemos volver al campo.
And there's a idotica kakiro.
Is a person allowed to damage somebody? Is it to damage?
Everyone's going to keep on paying, how much you have to pay, when you have to pay.
But what is wrong going over someone's, let's say, his glasses and break it and give him $100 right away? Is anything wrong with being mazik and then paying for it? All the Gemara's keep on talking about Kama is how much you have to pay and when you have to pay. But the Gemara never speaks about if there is really an iser to damage straight out and then pay for it or not. So the Stifer and the Kilis Yaakov and Bava Kama, the Malfi starts off with the Shailo, he goes through different sukkim, and the Kama Fun, because of the Shailo, and they have different sukkim and Makaris to Aser. To go through one pasuk and explain together with one of the sukkim, the Yad Ramah and Balbastro, in Perek Bey, is Oysa Zayin. He says by the case of Gomel ben Zikim, the Gomel over there says it's Aser. Says Yad Ramah, because I want pasuk, right? You have to Lurecha Kamoicha. You should love your friend like yourself. Just like you do not want somebody to damage you or to cause damage to you, who then you should not do it to somebody else. It's the right of Abdul Echel Kamaycho. The Ritva in Shaviyad and Gittin and the Gimel Beis, he also brings down the same thing. He brings down the Pasuk, the Abdul Echel Kamaycho. This Ritva, granted the new Chedusha Yad Ramah on Gittin, it has to be word for word, the same Yad Ramah of the cooks in Gittin. So the Ritva and the Yad Ramah are the same exact person. They're arguing of getting who exactly wrote it. So it came out, either we have two Yad Ramahs that say the same thing, or we have Ritva and Yad Ramah. Before the Shlaim argues with the cooks. But a third Makar, another is the Yamshu Shlaimah, Bob Kam, Paragimel, Simuchov Gimel. He also writes Gom and Ezekim, he writes Vanis Poshets. Also, why is the Raisa of Yachlof Kamoicho? That's in the Chinuch of Mitzvah Reishim and Gimel. He also, by the Mitzvah of Yachlof Kamoicho, he starts up saying, you have a Chiyu, you have an Issa to be a Mazika person. Right? Well, Yadikol, you're not a Mazika person. The Rambam in Deis Paragravel of the Gimel, when he brings down the Pasuk of Yachlof Kamoicho, his lashon is lachos al moinik moshechos al moment atzmoi. Shav rachmanis on his moment like rachmanis on your own moment. You should not basically damage. And this lashon, the Rambam, the Kama Pais can bring down the Chayim and Perikas, and in Simon Kufn and Vav in Aruch Chaim, the Mishtabrua, Magaravam, and others bring down the lachos and the nachbar down in Shulchan Aruch, like lashon aro, like mitvashek teirchok. It also brings down the itzav v'hapulech hakamoichol, the chiyav asay. And the big name of Moshe Rambam of Lachos Alamoinoi, that means the Mishnah Brewer over there, and the Aruch HaShulchan, Shulchan Aruch HaRav, all bring down Moshe Rambam that Yehor Yav Issa Dereisa to be Mazik a person. The Chayin afterwards come up when the big name is Issa Dereisa, Aruch Mishpot, Chosh Mishpot Simcha Vav, the Minchas Pasim, the Bechorin and Balbas the Oiz Ayin Vav, the Minchas Chinuch, the Mitzvah Yud Aleph, the Mebino, the Oiz Vav, come up when the big name from Betzem, the Rishon already, the Yad Ramah, and the Ritva, is Issa Dereisa, to Mazik a person, also we have to Lurecha Kamoicho. So first, who is this Chiv that you cannot be Mazik? Ram says that Lurecha Kamoicho? Ram says that Lurecha Kamoicho, Lachos Abba Moni. If you have to have Rachmanis a woman, like a Rachmanis a woman. It's a partial Sfar. You don't want someone to damage you, you shouldn't damage him. Very simple Sfar. Now, who is this Chiv upon that you cannot damage? So, Pasha Avada, let's say, married, you have a wife, Avada, you cannot marry, you can't damage her, she's also Nichol, and Rehapu Echa Kamoicho, just Mephorish, and the Pasuk of Rehapu Echa Kamoicho, the Moshe of the Kedim says, who's Rehapu? Rehapu Zu Ishtoi, it's your wife. And means the Gemara, Gittin, Dav Tzadik, and Aleph, Rehapu is your wife, and Avada, Rechi, Rehapu Echa Kamoicho, your wife. However you know it. Boy, the Hudin, Avada, Pasha, your parents, the Kedim, and them also, Avada, Rechi, Rehapu Echa Kamoicho to them. And of course, the Chayodim, the Klal Sam Zayin, by the Allah, the Kibra Vein, he starts off, besides the Chiv, Bahaku, Rechel, Kamoicho, to your parents, you have all the Chiyuvim. But the Baat is not your parents, not your wife. And Betzim, Gans Klai Yisrael, Loshen Rambam, Kol Echel, Ve'echel, Yisrael, to every year, you have an Isser to damage, or you have a Chiv, you have to Rechel, Kamoicho. That's every single year. That's Poshit. What about to a Goy? Are you allowed to have, do you have a Chiv to love a Goy? And if you do have a chiyuv, then it's a mazik goy. Is there a chiyuv to love? We have to work with Michael. Does Rechel apply to a goy or not? So there's a mission of Bava Kama that Lam Zayin obeys. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that if a shor shall Yisrael is noga, a shor shall goy, the loch is his potter. Don't pay anything. Yisrael damages a goy, his act is potter. However, goy who damages a Yisrael, the Mishnah says bein tam bein mud chayv nedek shalom. That's the Mishnah says, a goy is chayv in Gansin and Yisrael is potter in Gansin. Fact, the Gemara of Hamaches, Memon of Shach. The Pasuk says, Shor ish l'shor re'eyu. Is goy re'eyu? Fact, the Gemara says, is goy nichlun re'eyu? Is a goy nichlun being your friend or not? It says, Memon of Shach, if a goy is re'eyu, then just like when a goy damages you, you have to pay, so when it damages a goy, he also has to pay. If the goy is not an eyu, then the goy should also be potter. And with the Gemara, that since the goy were not mekayim the zayin mitzvahs bnei noach, omad v'hitim emoinim Yisrael, we are matter then moment to klal Yisrael. The shaila is, what's the maskal of the Gemara? Machlokes Rishonim, what is the maskal of the Gemara? Is goy nichol in re'eyu, and therefore be'etzem when you mask them you should pay, except since you're not mekayim zayin mitzvahs, therefore you're potter, and therefore you don't pay them, or forget, goy is not nichol re'eyu, and some. When the goy is mask you, the goy is achieved to pay you. What is the Gemara's mask on? Is goy re'eyu or goy not re'eyu? So one halach, how the mashal learns Tosfos, is that a goy is not nichol re'eyu, re'eyu is dafka goy lafuki re'eyu. Why does the goy have to pay? Why? Because the ma'aser omad v'hitu v'moyim l'yisrael, they don't keep the zayin mitzvahs b'nei noach. That's how the Chavetz Yor in Siman Tovkuf Tzadik Dalet by Shalach Monas, he says, is a goy nichol re'eyu, but Shalach Monas, he says, no, bring down the Gemara by Yishor re'eyu. Interesting dimyon. The goy also in Pashas Boy, same thing, says goy is not nifl in re'eyu, except omad v'hitu v'moyim l'yisrael yisrael. So goy is not re'eyu. If you want that way, it's very simple. V'yahatu re'echa k'moycha, goy is not re'echa. You have no chiv to love a person. Dr. Tartamimo, he has a sefer of Baruch Sha'omar on Pirkei Avos, in Pirkei Gimel Mishnah Yudalot, he says the Chiddush. The Peshat of the Gemara that says the Nam Mekayim Nezayim Mitzvahs, and therefore the Goy over there, Omer Ve'etu Moyim Shai Yisrael, is Dafka Goy who is the Nam Mekayim Nezayim Mitzvahs, that people who don't have any laws and regulations, they have no Gedarim, and Echadami, for them, those Goyim, since they hold that might is right, they are barbaric, them there's no then Echadami, they're not Nefil in Re'echa. However, our goyim is man zeh so the Torah mimo is nichol re'echa and yevchiv you have to re'echa k'moycha. Says the Torah mimo even what? If they have laws and regulations, they might not. They try to follow it. They might not always do it. The b'shegig or they do it b'tzino. But the etzem they have a mahalach and they don't. They're not barbaric. They are nichol b'zman zeh. Who are our goyim better than the ones they had the b'zman of Torah mimo? What? Yeah, no, he was Amshet Chubatara Mitzvahs means all. They're bad.
They're all the Dilim Hashtag
Jews are the same. No, so as long as they've had them, they have these rules. Follow them or not?
They have the Habuz for the same.
They have.
They're missing one thing.
Yeah, Birkas Hashem. Well, Birkas Hashem are missing. That's what he said. And my son, those days they didn't have either the Kabbalah Birkas Hashem. He said, go and Nifl in the Echo. Mangas Chiddush, he said, Nifl, and we have to Echo to Moichel. Why is the Chiddush? It's not the Pashtus. Let's go on the other way. Masha. And Maram learned Tosfos, and the Tosfos Ben Parent says Mefurish that a goyim are nichol in re'echa. The Pshat Gemara that Hamachas Maskon is goyim is re'echa. And the Gemara is saying Omer v'hitu money shall you sell. Therefore, when he sells, Maskim he did not have to pay anything. But goyim are nichol in re'echa.
Why goyim?
Omer v'hitu money could be both ways. Something else we have to say. Said the Sha'or Mitzurim Balacha and Simon Chavtes of Kohen Ches, he quotes the Gemara and says, based upon this, the Chiyah v'yahachu echa k'moicha to Goy. Just like Goy is nichol me'echa by Sha'or Sha'isol, noch Toysvis how Masha the Lamb learns, and noch the Toysvis been a parent, and the Chiyah v'yahachu echa k'moicha to Goy, you have to love a Goy. Why? Because Goy is nichol me'echa. I guess the Kasha, the Kama Gemara, it says Goy is not nichol me'echa. You can find all the different Gemara that way. It says the Achiezer and Chele Gimel Simon Lamb Zayin to Kohen Vav, and also the Divrei Cheskel, Simon on Aleph, Ois Aleph. Napsha, the word Re'echa means not a goy. It's not the tight words of Re'echa. Whenever it's extra, whenever it's Miyosir, then we're going to come to Mayid a goy. When it's extra, that means like you have a word Vav, the Ois Vav is extra for Mayid something, the word S is extra for Mayid something, if Re'eyu is extra for Mayid something. Therefore, here we said, have the word Re'eyu, Mishnah says Mayid Hektish. However, going on Nichol Re'echa, if the Gemara does not have a Forja Krua, to ma'ayit, me'ayit, re'echo, and echonami, goyim will be nichol re'echo, and that's why echonami, they can be nichol, even if we have to re'echo k'moicho, because the ma'ayit, we have no mefurshik Gemara that says, goyim not nichol re'echo. The Sefer Abris, in Chelik Beis, in Omuk Tok of Lamed, he says also right very clearly, he's a Sefer in Berk 20 years ago, that goyim on nichol, we have to re'echo k'moicho, why? Because the Pasuk says re'echo, and does not say ochicho, does not say amecho, those words be'etzem mean not a goyim. Re'echo be'etem, it can be nechol, it can be nechol and goy. And Migzirayim, how much is the Gemara Bob Kamer Afam Lechess? And the Chazal, Mamayit, it was not Mamayit. And the Migzirayim that way from Chaim Vital, in the Sefer Shai Kedusha, in the Chelek Al Shai Hei, he writes, Yevachiv to love the Brias, Afilu goy. Chaim Vital writes, Yevachiv to love the Brias, even a goy. So Mamayit, we do have...
Oh,
we'll get to it. But we do have, it's only one side, the Sharon Tum, Allah for passing away, the Shiur Tyre, and all the Sefer Sfadi 200 years ago passing away, the Sefer Bris, they hold very clearly, if Nami Yavachir, you have to wear some Kumasa to Goy, and if so, before you can be Mazda Goy, and before Kana also, your man is Kiddush, you can't say Lashon Arna Goy. Because it's kind of means that every time you say Lashon Arna Goy, it's the rest of you have to wear some Kumasa. That means people who were before now, you can say Lashon Arna Goy, before not these places, you can say Lashon Arna Goy, you have to say Lashon Arna Goy. Unless he wants, Lashon Arna may be different. He never says in the, he never says inside you can have Lashon Hara Goy. He only says on Apikarius. So first the Chavetz Chaim is a Chiddush, because first you have to know, let's say the Rachel Bar Mechel, does it mean who you want you're talking about, who you want you're talking to? Rachel is Chavetz Chaim is Arsamech. Kun Arsamech, there's no more Kraft that Chavetz Chaim to start off with, because the one you're talking to, not the one you're talking about. Well, even want to say like the Chavetz Chaim, Amishit Chavetz Chaim Mitzvah, it's not the Torah Shmim and Pashas Bahar, and it writes, Amishit Chavetz Chaim Mitzvah means laws, regulations, and it's Nichol Namecho, Koyim Yitzman Zah Nichol Namecho, also Yaman is Kiddush, but he writes that way. Who are against Chavetz Chaim argues. And Lloyd, he never writes in print before, and Chaim Kinyeski, and Shem Rechoysev, he writes, there's a Medrash in Kitzete that says, you cannot say Lashon Hara Goy, and this is the Rabban of Pashas, the Chaim Kinyeski calls this Medrash, in Shem Rechoysev, and he says, he sent you to the Chavetz Chaim. You don't say, he said the Chavetz Chaim doesn't speak about anywhere. And he ends up, Ulay the Rabbanim at Tzarechian. He says, not Nichol HaMech, he kind of is Taino. But Ulay Tzarechian, maybe this is the Rabbanim. So even if you want to say what you're saying, what? Yeah, because maybe they're Roshoim. Roshoim are not Nichol in a Reacha. That is what we are. A Goy is not a Roshoim.
Maybe
that's again. Who says, is it Lachas the same thing?
Because we Yishami, that was kind of
a lot. It's the Yishami until, yeah. It says that because the Gemara is not saying Goy.
Sure,
Russia. Could be Russia. Russia is different Gemara than Goy. Could be. But Pasha is again, before you're right, the last Lashon Goy, personally, it's Yasha, if you tell me the last Lashon Goy, no problem. And the Pasha is not going to do that way. Fine, but the most awful thing to say is the right of the Apple of the Goy. On the Tzad HaSheni, the Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin of Beis, the Yad Ramah writes, that every time it says Recha means Lafuke Goy. That's what word Recha means. And he said, like we have to Recha Kmorcha. That's Mamash's Moshul. Lafuke Kmorcha says that Rishon Lafurish, the Goy Manat Nechma, we have to Recha Kmorcha. The Magamishna and Schiris and Perak Beis, Allah Aleph writes, Kol Re'eyu, every time it says Re'eyu, it means Lafuke Goy. A Goy is not Nechma. Napshad it's a Mead, it's a Reboy. The title is Re'eyu means not a Goy. Mekor Ches, another same Chasidim, also in Topesh Chol Ches. But Vadai, when it says, V'achlech, V'achlech, a Goy is not Nifl. He said, Tosh it that way. The Chinuch also, in the Simon Reishmam Gimel, says his Lashon is what? Yet Lov Kolecha Mi Yisrael. The Chinuch Lashon is Yisrael. That's the smart Lashon Yisrael. The Rambam Perek, Rav Alokha Gimel, says, Kol Echav, Echav Mi Yisrael. Lashon Rambam is Yisrael. The Rambam in Ovel, in Perek Yidal, Alokha Aleph, also says, Yachim to love person, who? He says, Achicha B'Torah V'Mitzvahs. Lashon Rambam is Torah V'Mitzvahs. And that's how, when the place came down, the Chiyah, the Hafler, Kamarich, and Simon Kupin, and Vav, the Mishnah Berurah, and the Rav HaShulcha, the Mongol Ram, they quote Loshner Rambam, called Echav, Echav, Yisrael. That means the Pashas, our place, the Mishnah Berurah, the Iman, came from the Rishonim, the Rabban, the Pashas Kitzetze, also, and Pashas Kitzetze says the same thing. The Shut Maril, also in Chuvan, the first Chuvan, and Simon Allen says the same thing. The Chiyah, the Hafler, and Kamarich, is only by a Yisrael, and not by a Goy. So, Bishlam, if you learn that every time the word Re'echa means, the word be'echa means not, the taitch words means not a goy. Fine, we say that we have a makar, it's very good. That's maestro what the Magen Mishnah does say, the Yad Ramah says. What about according to Divrei Yecheskel, and according to the Achiezer, that you need a drosha, there is no drosha in the Gemara. The maestro, we have no drosha. What right does that say, be'echa le'echa k'mecha means not Yisrael, not a goy? Who is the makar? So Chaim Kinyeski, in this, he had the Pirshin, Orchot Chaim, Rosh Kol, Hashem, Achoysav, in Yom Aleph, and Oisid Beis, he quotes, he has a makar, he first quotes the Sefer Bris. Who says that Yechiv to love a Goy? He says, no, he's wrong. Why? He says, obviously, of Nosson, in the end of Perek design, it says, you have to Lu'echa Kamoicha, Am She'idcha V'tara Mitzvahs. He has Makar, before she drosha. What do the Sefer Bris and the others, you may think, and my says, before she obviously, of Nosson? So if you look up obviously, of Nosson, it really depends what gears you have. The gears exactly, what happened to call it, is not there. The two other gears, so that one is mashing that way, one is not mashing that way, it really depends what gears you have, not before and obviously, of Nosson. Ma'aseh L'chor, Chaim Kinyeski says it's before that way. But also, if you learn like the Torah Tamimah, who writes also on the Pasuk, Bahar that a person that Amshit Chuba Torah Mitzvahs means, even going to Zman Hazeh, that it means anyone who is had laws and regulations, also the Chuba won't be a Rai from this obviously of Nasim. For the Maisa does come out, Lalocho, Chuba, the place of the Rambam, the Chinuch, we showed him down to the place of the Mishavura, Ultei, the Achlo, the Chuba, the Yisrael, Chuba, there is no Chiba, the Achlo, the Chuba, on to a guy, that Chofetz Chaim also brings out Loshen Rambam in the same Chofetz Chaim, Loshen Rambam, Kolecha Vecha Yisrael, and therefore, even though you have an Issa Mazik, a Yisrael, after Afu Lecha Kamaycha, Lechor, there won't be an Issa Mazik, a guy, after Afu Lecha Kamaycha. Might be other Yisrael, but after Afu Lecha Kamaycha, there is no Issa B Mazik, Lechor, no Issa Lashtaro, or any other Issa. What about, is a Chiv Afu Lecha Kamaycha to an Eved? So, not to go through it, because Beth and Anakeh, we don't have any Avodim, the Prima Godim, and Tophre Tzadakeh, Kvar Ezer Shailo, they come on my Mekoymus, this, if a guy is nichol in the Geder Reach or not, in come Mekoymus, it's Anakeh. Now, what is the Geder of Yehat Lecha Kmoycha? How much does a person have to wash himself from mazaking somebody else? Marshall, if somebody had, if I had $100, I would like if someone gave me $100. It would be very nice, right? I would like it. So we have to learn from Kamaycha. We give everyone here $100. Right? Very simple. You should love somebody else like you love for yourself. You would love if someone gave you $100. They will have a chiv to give everyone $100. Is that the chiv we have to learn from Kamaycha? I went over to Elman. I told him, can I have all your money? He told me, Yisrael, whatever you tell me, whatever you convince me, I'm not giving you all my money. That was the question. But Lemaisa, why not? Went over to Byron David, I said, can I have all your money? Byron David, if I had, I would, I would try, I don't know, but what's your problem? Please tell me, let's see if I can help you out. But two different answers, because I'll answer. The kids, I didn't get any money out of it. The mice said, why not? But you have to learn from Kamaycha. Why is there a chiyuv to give me all your money? Why, you like someone gave you $1 million, so you have a chiyuv to give somebody else $1 million. The Gemara in Shabbos, and that Flam Aleph and Aleph, the Gemara says, by Hillel, he wanted each a goy, toyo, on one foot. He told him, this lashon is the lecha sani lechavercha loy savid. What you dislike, don't do to your friend. Zui kol atayra v'idach pirusha hu zil gemor. This is kol atayra kulon. Everything else is pirush. Go learn. The lashon gemor is the lecha sani lechavercha loy savid. Taitzvitz is what? What you don't want to be done to you, don't do to others. What does that mean? It's a negative form. The hatulecha gemor is what you want to be done to you, do to others. However, the Gemara's lashon is when I quoted when Hillel is teaching a guy, he says in a negative form lashon da'achonim. He says the lashon shlila in a negative form. He says the lecha sani, what you dislike, don't do. Doesn't say to do. It says what not to do. And that's if you look at the pasuk in ha'atulecha k'moicha and pasuk yedoshim perek yutes pasuk yudches. The targum over there says on ha'atulecha k'moicha. He says in a negative form. He teaches the words are the lecha sani lechaverch loy sabed. What you don't want to be done to you, don't do to others. The Shaila is the Maaseh, why? Why did Hillel say that way? Why is that the Taitch words? Where's the Makar for that? So the Mashon Shabbos, the Aflam and Aleph says, the whole Chiv of Yehat Lurecha Kamaycha, you have no Chiv to do for people. The Chiv is Dafka Sheva Al Taisa Nap Kum Vasei. I have no Chiv to give, no Chiv to do. The Chiv is what not to do. I can't do to people. That's my Chiv. And Migzerai, the Chiv is the one who holds. The Chiv is the one that says, Zek Paz Vodav HaTorah of Yehat Lurecha Kamaycha. Yet he's the one, Vav Metziah, that says what? V'chai Yechich Imach Chayecha Koydim. I go first, you have to give, he goes first. Which one? Ba'afla, Kamaycha, you have to love him and give to him. Yet it says, Chayecha Koydim. It says, Masha, must be, you go first, you don't have to give him anything. However, you can't damage him. That's, it must be that way. It says, and how do we see that in the Torah? Where's the Makar in the Torah? The Torah, when it writes his pasuk, it writes, Be'emsa Lav, between the Lav, Lav Sato, Blay Sikam, Blay Sitar, then it writes, Be'ahaf, Lurecha, Kamaycha. So the Chiva HaFuecha Kamaycha is only what B'Shev HaTai says a lot. Don't do, don't damage. That means to give me money, give me $100 that you don't have to do. However, not to damage you, not to hurt you, that's what Shem says, the rich for Yadama, not to damage you, that's Issa D'Oraisa. Why? Because not to do to you, that's the Chiv. What to do is no Chiv. Look at Rashi and Sanhedrin and Peidal and Beis, when he brings down the Pasuk HaFuecha Kamaycha, he teaches it, explains it. What? You should not do to your friend. He says the B'Loshon Shlilo. The Chinuch of Mitzvah Reish Mem Gimel also, when he brings down, explains the Mitzvah, he says, don't damage, don't hurt, don't mitzvah. It keeps saying the Chiv is what not to do. Don't say the Chiv is what to do. Well, back in the Pasuk also says the Chiv is what not to do, not what the Chiv is to do. And afterwards, the Achonim say the same Shat, Gemara Tzchias, and the Daflam and Aleph of Shabbos, the Shai Yosh and the Zakhtoma, the Shem and Shkob starts off that way, the Akatana, the Grace Visag, the Torah Mima of the Pasuk. Chayin, come Achonim and say that's the Mahalach, that the Chiv is what not to do. And so that's how it's brought down the Pesukim. This mashal that says it's mahalach and the chivit only sheva paisa, the prima godam makes it down three times. Once in the Zuash Yosef on the Shabbos, daf lama aleph, once in Simon Ayin Beis in Orachayim, and once in Kuflin Vav. He brings down mashal aloha. He says maybe the Rambam argues, but he brings down mashal aloha. The Chasholchan Simon Kuflin Vav also seems to say it that way. And the Chaz Nish and Maisa Ish, the Chelik Beis, Omen Kufsam Afav, also says the whole chiv is what? It's dafka what not to do. You have no chiv to do something for somebody. The Be'er Moshe, Debatin, the Chelik Vav, Simon Kufsam Gimel, Tvai Yishun, the Chelik Beis, the Oye Kama Poiskim. The Chutz Muchad away from the Chavetz Chaim himself, Chavetz Chaim and Avos Chesed, a Sefer on Chesed, he starts off, what is the Isser of a person who does not do Chesed? What is the Chiv of a person who does Chesed? So everyone in Pasha says, what's the Chiv do Chesed? V'yachlu echa kamoicho. So the Chavetz Chaim, what's the Chiv to do Chesed? He quotes two psukim. V'alach to bedrochov and v'adach lehem esederach. Those are the two psukim. He does not quote that when a person does not do Chesed, oy v'yachlu echa kamoicho. He left that out as being the Chiv. So see clearly the Chavetz Chaim goes to this Malach. There is no Chiv Chesed to do the person as v'yachlu echa kamoicho. Why? That's Kumvasei. I am Isaac Nismi Kasha. The Torah wrote it in the positive form. The Torah did not write it negative, what not to do. The Torah wrote, you have to learn from commercial, what to do. Well, my Torah says it that way. The whole chat is that true, the chiv is a negative form, but you make kind of the mitzvah in a positive form. If you give me $1 million, you make kind of a mitzvah. Everyone can do that, I don't mind. The key of the is, else even doing it in a positive form. Doing chesed, you make kind of have to learn from commercial, but there's no chiv that way. And that's what the chazanish of Maisa Ish, the Chelbei says. The chiv is B'loshen Shlilo. The Kim is the Kumvasei. Better than the Rambam in Ovel Perkedal, the Loch Aleph, when he says the Chiv of Drabon of Chesed, he writes, B'kecholim, Akosakalo, Vasameis, and he goes, brings down Lam Chiv Drabon of Chesed. He says, these are Chivim Drabonon, and they're all Nichol in V'ahaflu Echol Kamoichol. In fact, Achoinim, he starts with Drabonon, and he says, Nichol V'ahaflu Echol Kamoichol, says in the Mishnah Siyavitz, in your Deus Imlam Zayin, very simple. The Chiv Drabonon. However, you can't admit to it, we have to learn from the Kamaicha. But the Kim is nifli, we can't admit to it, but the Kim is the Rabbanon. Well, let's ask Kasha, there is Kasha in the Rabbanon. Why pick one over another? He brought a different Rabbanon. He went to the Rabbanon, Paragraph Allah Kimmel, that says you have a Chilus Hafu Shafa, in all the cases, you have no less to come down and say.
In Deus.
What?
Yeah,
in Deus, yeah. Well, he meant a different Rabbanon, not this one. Maybe he meant this one also. The Urcha Zosher. Most are Kamal who say the Rambam holds like Mashal. The Be'er Moshe says the Rambam holds like Mashal. The Ba'ishua says the Rambam holds like Mashal. Against the Prima Godim. They call the Prima Godim, disagree with the Prima Godim. Doing to this also, the Chaim Kanievsky and his Arifas Yosha, Simon Gimel also seems to learn the Rambam. Doing to this also. So this maybe can explain something that was mentioned, a sugya of the Latik's Parashah. The Gemara Kedushin, Daf Mem Alef Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, is also the kach isha asha tireno asha yireno wa ishem yirdov mguno skandalo rachmav omar rachman omar v'hafu lecha kamoicho. That the person is not allowed to catch isha until you see her. Why? Because maybe you see something mguno and the Torah says v'hafu lecha kamoicho. Gut al alafo and Evan Ezra sim lam hey Yisuf Aleph that you have a chiv to see a person before the married person. Rashi in the Gemara Kedushin Daf Mem Aleph says only if you can't see her then you have a chiv to see her. If you don't, if you can't see her, you're far away, you can be mekatcher, you can send a shliach. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch says also, only if you can. The Chayim of Maisa is, why only if you can? Even if you can't also. Right? Even if you can't, so what? Still there. Even if it's a v'afu kamoicho. That's why I asked before, why not? If you can't see her, you have to see her. Even if not, also you have to see her. So, who with this? Alright, go back. Rashi Lassik's Pasha says, on the Pasuk of, Hinei no yidati ki isha yifas mayarot, that now Avram knew when he went down to Mitzrayim that Avram knew that Sarah, she was an Isha Yafamara. She looks very nice to be seen. Now she knows. And the Gemara Bavasa of Chazayin Amal says from over here, Machlal Mikar Lo Havi Yodolai. Beforehand, Avram Avina did not know that Sarah looked nice. She did not know. In fact, in the Farshim, the Sivs Echom on the Pasik, or the Mashah and Bavasa of Chazayin, Maiso, how could she not know? Zok the Mashah, Avram Avinu kept Afil Eyom Tavshilim, even Esirim Drabonon, he kept all the Tarek Mitzvahs, and even Drabonon he kept, even Eyom Tavshilim. So I, the Maestro, also like Kaddish Isha Asha Tireno. How can Avram not know how she looked? That's the Mashah is, the Sivra Chom is. So one Tereza answered, Etzem, before they got married, Avram looked, Avad Zachiv, he looked, Zok the Mashah. Except what? After he got married, he didn't look, and now it's 60 years later. 60 years, he didn't see. He thought by now, over time, maybe she got older, didn't look as nice. And through Maestro, Hollywood Major says, that he saw a reflection in the water. The Maaseh Ha'Yush, he ended up seeing Be'etzem, he saw before he got married. 60 years he didn't see. Oh, he saw through a Maaseh Ha'Yush, and now he knew that she looked nice. One Teretz. Moshe gives another Teretz, that before a Bris Milah, before a Bris Milah, Avram Avinu had Erech Lami, there is no Chiyav on Avram to keep the Tariq Mitzvahs. Only afterwards he kept the Tariq Mitzvahs. Ramban in Pasha told us, Mechol Bein Ovid Teretz, the Ramban learned that the Ovid kept Tariq Mitzvahs, Dafk in Erech Yisrael, and here to go to Mitzrayim, and outside Erech Yisrael, Erech Lami again, also you have to keep all the Mitzvahs, and get married also outside Erech Yisrael. This is one Teretz. Another Teretz I want to bring down. The Rambam and Ovis in Parakei Mishnah Yotes, he also brings down this Gemara and says that Avram Shirola actually stacked Shirola stacked the Shleimo. He saw her, but he wasn't ma'ayin into her. Didn't do a stackless. He saw her, but he didn't do a stackless. But these
and the Medrash is and
the Medrash. I don't know. Look, that somehow explains it. But those are my halachim that the different portions say over. But one way the Eidim says over is what the Eidim Shmuel and the Vachshul Gemara the Babasa says, that the whole chiyuv of Asa Mekaj Isha Asha Tirena is when you see later on when you get married. Why? Shemet Yerim Dom Maguna V'Havtu Lechol Kamoicho. But here Avram, we could be a chassid and be a parish and not look at her. He knew that. So what Shemet Yerim Dom Maguna? Maybe see something not nice. He won't see, he won't look. And therefore there is no chiyuv anymore for Avram to see her, and therefore says the Eina Shmuel, he knew he wasn't going to see anymore, therefore no chiyuv for her to look. That's the Eina Shmuel. No, so we'll get back to Kasha. L'choran, I write this Mahalach, with the Eina says over, the Eina Shmuel, the Gemara on Shabbos, the Gimel days, the Gemara brings down a Maaseh of a Chosid, that he did not know his wife is missing her arm, Adi Yom Yisai. Told you about the way, did not know missing an arm. A whole entire arm. Didn't know. So the Gemara over there praises the person, oh, Mavish, the Chassidus, says the Yaivitz over there, Shema mino tznua mutter lekadosh api shloi re'enon. Says the Yaivitz the same word, and this over here, there's no terrorist, you can't answer. It was for Milo, you can't answer, it was Man of Yisrael. Remember, in the Man of Gemara, and of course, none of the Jews can work out except for the Eidish Mol Teres, and the Yaivit says it, you see it, Snua is Mutla Kaj Isha, Alpha Pishla Yerena. Put the Raya, like the Eidish Mol, and other Jews don't work out. He saw it, he saw it, but he didn't know he had no arm. How can you know it? No arm. No arm. It's very hard. It's very hard. It's not very hard to say that he saw it and he had no arm. But, and that's the message what the Yaivit says. Pashas, no other terrorists to this. The Ors in the Sefer Kedushin on the Ashur over there says, he argues, and he quotes the Mahalach of the Oilam, don't quote the Shmuel, not the Yavitz, he quotes the Mahalach of the Oilam. He has two Tainas. One Taina would say, first of all, Maisa, Sefer Kedushin, he did see. And he has to be Choshin, maybe he would see. Maisha, he did see. The Maisa, he saw. So what right did he have not looked before, and maybe he'll see later on? One Taina. But Oidi says, it's a Chivya Abomam. And therefore, like Plok, Chama says, "Osli kach isha ash tirena." You have no right to make your own chashbin. Zechiv da bal like Plok. Therefore, he goes back to he says in Mashal two terutzim. Fine. Maaseh, what do the Gemara on Shabbos about the Gimel? I don't know. But the Maaseh we have Machlok over here. They Shmuel the Yaivitz first. Who are the Ashim? He has Mashal and others on his side. What's Pshat this Machlok is to explain it? This is of Osli kach isha ash tirena. Ash tirena. Until he sees her. What is this chiyuv? Is the chiyuv deraisa v'yahat lech k'moicho? Meaning, to explain, is that a girl does not want to be married, become married to a person who might dislike her. Plain and simple. A girl doesn't want it, so therefore you have a chiyuv to look at her as a chiyuv deraisa v'yahat lech k'moicho. Why? Because if you end up not liking her, you have friction in your marriage, and you dislike each other in the marriage, and they have sin in the marriage, she doesn't want to get married in such a situation. So he has a chiyuv to look as a chiyuv v'yahat lech k'moicho. Go look beforehand. You shouldn't have any chesaron in your marriage.
If she wants to know,
she would have wanted.
She didn't care.
No, every person is your half-life. I would want to have a good marriage. That's some people want to go into marriage.
So what would I have if you know the ceremony is not good? You have to deal with each individual person.
Fine, so the Chum is saying, also the Kash Isha Adjurana, why? Because that's a Matthias. People don't want to be have a good marriage. They want to have someone that likes them, not someone who maybe dislikes one, or maybe will come to a situation disliking them.
And should that have a
present from the Abba? No, no, it's the rest. The Chum is saying, this is the Get of Abba Kamaycho, but this is the Maestro.
Is the rest of the word that you just call up and then you gave it off to the
Yes,
It's not like you have to wait for the after.
No, the Lashon Gemara is
Shem Tiskar Lo.
Rachmana Amar, Rachmana Amar, Rachmana Amar, Rachmana Amar,
Rachmana Amar,
yeah. That's a Lashon, Lashon Gemara. I think it's the Lashon Gemara. Yeah, Rachman Amar, that's the Lashon Gemara. So you can say either it's a case of deraisa, or you can say, no, forget the Rabbanim. Be'etzem, you have no chiyuv, no responsibility to worry about it right now. Be'etzem, she getting married, have a mason, have a dulu, mason of Aramallah. Be'etzem, only in Chom, I'm telling you, also like Isha Atzeren, it's the Rabbanim. Is the Rabbanim or deraisa? So if Sifim Liashim, it says, Loi Puk Chachom, calling it the Rabbanim. We see from Masha, when he is the Kashan of Rama Binu, he says, I have Rami kept even the sister Abonim, even Erev Tashilim. So we see the Masha, like a Biyash, he learned it to Dindar Abonim. On Nida Dafim Zayin, the Gemara has a command the same Lashonis by a different case, Omar of Chizda, Osloi La Odomish Yishamish Mitosa Beyoyim, first you can have Tashmish during the day, Shnema Vyahaflu Echa Kamoicha, my Mashma, Omar Bayer Shem and Yerba, Dov Mugunda, the Skanala. Rami is the same exact words. The person can have shimush during the day. Why shemet yer dav maguno? Maybe yer dav maguno. And we over the iser of the haflu echel kumarcho. As the haflu echel kumarcho. The only thing about two other reasons: one's as azus and one as the malach haroyim is only by laila, not by yoyim. Fine. Says Aruch Hanan, what's not meaning? What the reason is? So Aruch Hanan very simple. If the reason as the haflu echel kumarcho, she can be meichel on her bezayin, on bezayinah. She can be meichel on her being embarrassed. She can be meichel. Now, if it's a din, the Sama'am is the same word as the Gemara. Now, if it's a din, Dirabonon, how can she meichel on Bezayin? Maybe you can say, Eef, if the Kanto, or, but meichel on Bezayin, he says, the Aruch Lader, the Chori is showing that she wants din Dereisa. She's being meichel on the Afalech of Kamoicha. Just like the damaged person is a Chiv Afalech of Kamoicha, but yet the Gemara in Achayvel says, you can meichel on damaging a person, I name an Echlami, you can break my pen if I let you, what's it? No, it's there. Who did that all the Afalech of Kamoicha? It says, Aruch Lader, you can be meichel. Therefore, the old reason of Afalech Kamoicha says the Aruch Lader, you can't be meichel. So it comes out of the Aruch Lader, of course, learning the din Dereisa, not the din Derabbanan, not like the Rashi of the Masha.
You can't
be that's not the words of the Aruch Lader. In other words, he said meichel b'zayin, it doesn't say Eef Shabikanto. But can't, you should have said that meichel b'zayin won't make a difference. But, so, meichel Aruch Lader, of course, learns the din Dereisa. So whether you learn din Dereisa, or you can say Kol Tegid Rabban, Kein Dereisa, you can answer up on the Ashut Kasha. One Kasha, first of all, like Tosha Chom is not sure, it's Dereisa. But the other Kasha, the Maisa you saw, and the Maisa, also the Kasha, Isha Atirano, you have to go look before him. Avram Avinu, he the Maisa, he wants to be like Precious, Chasidus, he wants to be Machma upon himself. So the Allah is what? Chayecha Koinim. We just have to get a bath, Lecha Kamecha is what? That the only Chiv on a person to do for others is when you, when it's not for mocking you. You can, when Chayecha Koinim, you can go first. There is no Chiv, Afla Kamecha, when you go first, that's what Mashal says. Chayecha Koinim, you go first. Avram Avinu, he wants to be knowing a certain way. He wants to have a certain Mahalach Lechayim. And therefore, he had to see his wife before he didn't want to. As Chasis, as Precious, and if I mean, he's machmal upon himself, he did not want to look. Therefore, there is no chiv v'haflech kamoicha right now. Why? Chayecha koidim beats v'haflech kamoicha. That's the mashal. The place can say chayecha koidim. You go first. I go first. Chol maschul also make up shana shulchan aruch when it says also the kach isha ashtirenos. Only if you can see her, if you can't, you're far away in oyes. You can catch her adesh liach. Why? Because you want to marry her. Maybe someone else will come and marry her in between. You're an oyes. You can't do anything right now. Chayecha koidim. I'm no chiv right now v'haflech kamoicha. I go first. I want to marry this Isha. I can't get her. I'm always against her. Chayecha koidim is the mochiyah v'haflech kamoicha. Even if you want to say that it's still a din derabbanan, it's a din of us mekash Isha ashe tirenu, you can say kol tikkun derabbanan k'ein deraisa tikkun. And also, this whole chiyah v'chachom is saying us mekash Isha ashe tirenu is only when it's not a steer to chayecha koidim. And therefore, you go first, and therefore, if you mock my eyes against you, you can make a kandisher. Or if I'm precious, the Gemara Shabbos Tavlin Gimel, you're missing an arm, you can make a kandisher. I didn't do it, it's a din chachamim, so what? They gave it a din like a half life kamaycha, and chayecha koidim, you go first. We start off that there's a, to Esther Mazik, we show them is a half life kamaycha. Rashi in Gittin, Dr. Gimel Bey, Rashi says, to be gory of a person hezek, gromo, the halacha is part of the odom chayv de shemayim. Machlokes is what the chayv de shemayim is. Rashi there says clearly that the, by grama there is no issur min ha-Torah. No issur min ha-Torah. Chura, what if I happen to be half the lechem kamoicha? And basically that's the ritual there is asking on Rashi,
L'chora, how can Rashi say by Groma, the type of exam over in Siman Aleph? Rashi, the Rashi holds by Groma, there's no Isra Min HaTorah, only the Rabbanon. What if that happened? The Vehaku Echa Kamarti, you're quoting Hezek to somebody else. So we're saying right now that the Gedo of the Chir, Vehaku Echa Kamarcho, is Chayecha Koidim beats Vehaku Echa Kamarcho, the whole Kiv is Zap Geshev HaPaisa, Chayecha Koidim always beats it. So then there'll be comments to you, and the Inechlami, the Poishkim, will say, you allow the Matik person straight out. The Marshal says the Mishpat, Chayesh Mishpat, Simu Chavav. Let's say, if I don't damage you, someone's going to cause more of a Hezek to me. So to protect myself, says the Aruch Mishpat, as the Isad, the Hezek of Kamarcho, says, what's the big deal? Take your fence, Chveitzim, go use it. Maybe it's also other reasons, as the Hezek of Kamarcho, Chayech HaKoidim, I can go damage him, be a dime, to protect myself. Why? Because Chayech HaKoidim, I go first. The Mariel Diskin, in Sokim, Oysk of Mem, he takes it a step further, Oysk Reshmem takes it a step further, and says, the Hezek is more, but any time you're causing Hezek to Yechavu, why? Not to Mitzarim, because you want it for yourself. For whatever reason, you have a ta'elis for yourself. And if nami, there is no chiyah for you have to learn. Why? Chayach HaKaitim. Very simple. Rav Ruvain in Babasin, Simchas, Oysk Beis, he goes on a case of a Chokit and Zikim, person has one bar next to another person, the two shuyas, one next to each other, two bars next to each other. The Mishnah says, you have to mark your bar, Dal Amis, so you should not damage other person's bar. Challenge, what's the chiyah between marking? What's the chiyah of Chokit and Zikim? Says the Rebuven, you tell me the chivah to Yad Ramav, you have to echel kamoicho, that I've had enough. Why? I'm losing Dal Amis Tashmishim on my field. Chayef HaKoidim, I go first. Muhammad also in Kaibashurim, Babas, Oysain Dalit, says the same thing. I be Marchik, you be Marchik. You have to know where you draw the line. I mean, I punch you, move your head away. I mean, Lechor, not every Te'elis is a Te'elis. Lechor, again, if it was a real Te'elis, I have a real Te'elis, I'm not doing it to mitzah you, then Lechor is if they have to learn from the Moichah. But stamadoi, to do something with Te'elis yourself, and not doing it to shepherd another person, Lechor, Abadah, there is no Chiyah to have to learn from the Moichah, Lechor is proposed that way. The Gemara says, Chavzayin al-Beis, Baba Kamo, of it, Inish Tinet in Afshe, a person can take a dip by himself. Haki Mazik person by himself, he wants different cases. Myself, half life and Kamarcho. Why is that doing it against the other person? Don't you go tell us that's why? That's why it's motor. The Beis Yitzchok in Yodei, Chalk Aleph, Sim Mem Tes, the same thing in Oysa Gimel. Any toy you're doing it from yourself, you have no kid, you have to learn Kamarcho. He calls the Yadaman, he calls the Yam Shloim, and he says, L'shem Toivo, there is no Issan there, so Bechor, you can answer Rashi. Rashi says when you damage a person, there's no Issan there, right? So I would have happened if I have to learn Kamarcho, the ritual is Kasha. So you should know, come with Jim Lamaisi, you're not over the Isser Deraisa, if you have to learn Kamarcho. Sometimes maybe you are, but that's not the Isser that's always the Negeya to being Mazik a person. No, I mean, you can always be over a certain level, but to tell me when you're Mazik, oh, you have to learn Kamarcho, that's not true. Tell me certain cases, maybe you are. But that's not the Isser Mazik. That means these are, we should have been saying it by Gomo. Did not have any specific issue of Hezek.
The case of Grad is Hezek Shein and Nicker.
Rashi says
Grad is
the main of the Noisir,
or he just says
Noisir? He says because Hezek Shein and Nicker is Noisir.
So what Kodi was not made?
Oh no, so you have to come on to, we'll get to the other circuit maybe differently. My thoughts, but Havlach Kamarcha is Noisir. No, but maybe the main of the Chalik by Sigzal will get differently soon, but Havlach Kamarcha will be no, of course, there's no way to make Chalik. If he's there, as is being Mazik, you can start playing Rafa Kamarcha, but to watch your animal, we spend time, money, effort to go watch my animal. The lack of watching my animal is not because I want to damage you. I'm not watching my animal, why? Because I want to do other things. You tell me the Chiba Rafa Kamarcha to go watch my animal? Lechura, there's no Chiba Rafa Kamarcha, there's no Isser, Hezek, Mitzad, my Shorshaboy. There's no issue. Mitzama Shor, my animal is no issue. Why? Because that you tell me to go do something, I have no chiyuv. That Chayach HaKoidim. We see in all these cases that it's not Mashor when it says Shlili is not after Shlili. It means Chayach HaKoidim. You go first. Even Mekum Vasei.
Isn't Chayach HaKoidim the fact that I want to be lazy now? I have
a reason. I don't want to spend time and you watch my animal.
No, I don't know. The reason is that I want to use my field. I don't know if the reason is that I want to be lazy. I want to dance now, and therefore I
so you have to, sure, you have to know where to draw the line between where is it your own talents and where you have to worry about somebody else.
Surely this means that I have an active reason. That's not just, I don't want to live to do it.
We have a good reason. It takes me a lot of time and effort to watch my animal. I have a good reason. It causes a headache to me. It takes time. It's worth something to me. It's a gift to me.
It's worth
it to you, but... So it's a gift to me. It has a value.
I could blast music
as
loud as they want.
So there, the truth is about why you can blast music. I'm about to look at first. You have to look at the oilam, and whatever they get in the oilam is that's what you have to follow in. When the oilam holds past 11 o'clock, you listen to music.
Why can't I do it? Is that true? I have a good
tachlis. There's a certain also Indian there. You have to judge to Ella's first tachlis, and you have to mashab yourself to the tzibur. That's a different, maybe the other issue, but they want to say the same towards Adam for Adam. Kaladal, he wants to say making rash at night after 11 o'clock is also asked about the local. Why? Yes, it's a different show to the oilam. Each line where he gets about the local moichel. There are Paiskim and Sully or Shoinim will do arguments, Mahalach of Shlila, of the Chayech HaKoydim. Most of all, there are, this Mahalach for each line in every case, when you say Chayech HaKoydim or when you say Vahap Lurich HaKoydim. Chayech HaKoydim, I want to hit you, I enjoy it. No, you don't say that, about the not, it's posh. But you have to know where you do drill the long knot. But the whole, that's the basic gather, the basic malach. So this is a skimble was mentioned first again, the Issa Mazik, one Issa Bitab Bahaflo Kamaichal. The Chi Bahaflo Kamaichal, La Lokal Lapur, does not apply to a guy. The gather is Dafka B'Sheva Taisip, Losh Shlilo. And there is a Kim Bahaflo Kamaichal, by Kum Vase, you are Makaim Mitzvahs of Bahaflo Kamaichal. As my Sahara, I have grown my Sarah, I also catch Isha Ash Tirano, five different Tirutim was mentioned. And the Hura, if you don't want to have hezek to you, or you have it else for you yourself, and if not, the Hura, there's no issa of the Hapla of Kamaichal. The Chiva Hapla of Kamaichal is, well, it's not that simple to do. How do you make a mitzvah? How do you make it part of you? So the basic way is, very simple, you should take your mindset and put your mind into somebody else. Figure out what he wants, what he desires, what he...
Uh-huh.
The Chavisai writes, and I'm not saying that's a chiv, that's a way of getting to it. No. Chofetz Chaim writes in the Chofetz Chaim Lashon Hara, in Klal, hey, Sivvav, he writes, Mosel lechas al chavech lo yisafir. So he says, no, let's take a balabas, he writes. For him to learn 3-4 hours a day, mamash kvaltik. So him to say about you, every shiv guy, he learned 3-4 hours a day, he's mekarach lo yisafir, what's the problem? For him, it would be wonderful. So the Chofetz Chaim avada not. What's a chiv of lechas al chavech lo yisafir? It's as if you were him. The chiyuv is as if you were him. Take you and you are him. You are the Talmud Chacham. For you to learn 3 hours of the Gnai, 8 hours, 10 hours, that's what you should learn. That's wonderful. That's good. But about it, the chiyuv is not, I want to be damaged, I can damage you. No. You don't say you want to be damaged. You say, because you are a strange person, you like being damaged, and then you can damage somebody else. No, about it, you have to be as if him. He does not want to be damaged. You cannot damage him. Best in the Moshe of the kingdom. Brings down this Mahalach al Apotim v'Hapulech al Kamarich, and he says the Chiv v'Hapulech al Kamarich. The Taitrus is to take your mindset and put it into him, and that's the Chiv of whatever the Chiv Shlilo is, Lechasan al Chavech al Isafid. But you have to take yourself and put your mindset into him. Moshe, they say when you're a child, buy a present to somebody. What present do you buy? Usually, you buy something that you like. When you get older, you mature, you realize what do you buy? You buy something that he likes. Why? You put yourself in the mindset. If it's him, any time you relate to a person and constantly you're dealing with Am l'Chaveru, the way you relate to people is take you yourself and put yourself in the child's mind, in your Chava's mind, in Rebbe's mind. You see how they feel, how they want to react to, and that's what you have responsibility to do. This is the way how you can do the mitzvah. In fact, you learn to become the mitzvah. Thank you.